take your seat. Oh Lord, you're beautiful. Your face is all I see. And when your eyes upon this child, your grace abounds to me. Oh Lord, you're beautiful. Your face is all I see. And when your eyes upon this child, your grace advantage points in this auditorium. This morning, let us experience your presence as never before in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your hand of blessing be over our service in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Are you happy you are in church? I don't hear your voices. Are you happy you are in church? Amen. Where I went to preach, they were not shouting the amen well, but it is not my home, so I didn't bother. But now that I'm in my home, say amen. Amen. All right. So thank you, Reverend Eni, for holding the fort on behalf of Mama Francisca, who is busy doing the work of God in Singapore. I welcome all of us to this morning's service. Amen. It's my prayer that none of us here will leave this service the same. I welcome all the runaway members. Mr. Fred Che, you are welcome. Please put your hands together for him and say, Akwabo. Amen. So, and then my son from KK Pipra. Did he sing? He's here to sing. But you saw my message. I called. For the second offering, okay. All right. He tested me at dawn that he wanted to give song ministration. Hallelujah. Are you in church? All right. So I would like to greet all the pastors here. Reverend Eni and Pastor Sami and your wife. Pastor Raymond and your wife. And all the ministers, all the instrumentalists. I've not seen Kobe for... Sami for some time, so welcome him from wherever he went. Hallelujah. Amen. And then who else have I not seen? Oh, I didn't see you. Last week you were here. Why? So why are you claiming fans for yourself? All right. And my chief security officer, he's been my chief security, my personal security officer. He's called Tactical. Wisdom is here. Wisdom, let the church see. As he's sitting there, he's armed to the teeth. Don't joke with him. Amen. Reverend and his friend. We are very good friends. Amen. Hallelujah. Right. So we are in the month of September. It's the ninth month. And interestingly, if you were a woman and you took seed, this is the ninth month that you are supposed to push out. Amen. This is the time that all your labor, all the spitting, all the onasiata tire, all the antenatal and whatever that you went, this is the time. George, open the door, let him come. Let her come. This is the time that you would be delivered of the pain. Amen. And unfortunately for us, it is the time that the woman is the most vulnerable in her whole life. It is the time that nobody can predict whether you come back or not. It is the time that you can easily lose the baby or lose your life or lose both. Hallelujah. Ernest, I didn't see you were here. Welcome to my place. Welcome, welcome. I didn't see you. Amen. I'm looking through. When I spot you, I'll mention your name. That is the time that the woman faces the most defenseless situation in her life. Because you want to stand at the junction of death, and by the grace of God, you came back. So the ninth month is the month that we need to pray most against unforeseen dangers. Dangers that you didn't envisage. Dangers that you didn't expect. Because when you expect danger, you make plans for it. Anybody who wants to attack you and tells you, "What do you call? Echina nyumbre bebo tua." Onye serious. Because obeda wonso. Obaba na police patrol team si upuna ano. Anybody that means business will hurt you or will throw arrows at you or will attack you when you least expect. So in the Bible describes it as sudden attacks. It is sudden because you didn't plan for it. It is sudden because it came when you were least prepared. Anybody can get sick at any point in time. But it becomes a sudden attack when the sickness came when you don't have money to send yourself to the hospital. That is when sickness becomes sickness. Any sickness at all, when they mention and you have money, you look, the worst case, you fly and go and solve your problem and come back. But when it befalls you at a time when you, that is a sudden attack. In the month of September, may the Lord redeem you and I from any sudden attack in the name of Jesus. Sudden attack. Hallelujah. In the book of Matthew chapter 8, reading from verse 23. This morning my message is titled "Deliver Us from Evil." Matthew chapter 8, reading from verse 23. "And when he was entered into the ship, his disciples followed him." Which means the disciples didn't embark on a journey of their own. They didn't set out to go to a place on their own accord. They were following the master. Now watch this. Move to 24. "Behold," use the other translation. The other translation. Yes, ESV. You don't have it again. Okay, let me read from here. And when he got into the boat, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great and sudden storm on the sea. Remember, no sailor sets off when he has not checked the weather. In their times, their ways of checking was even more accurate than our times. No sailor will set off on the sea without checking the weather forecast of the time. They make their plans before they set out. So, which means that the storm that came is something they couldn't notice within their checks. They couldn't find out there was going to be a storm. Otherwise, they would not have set off. No sailor set off. When Isuemuna said, no, rather Isuemuna back to now, I bet to work on so. But pass when we say Isuemuna better, uncle. There arose a sudden and a great storm against the boat. A ship or a boat that Jesus entered first and they entered. And they were not going on their own. They were walking in the footsteps of the master. How can there be an uncontrollable sudden storm against their lives? What I realized is that one of the major tools of the devil is sudden attacks. And when the attack comes, it hits you at a time that you are unaware of yourself, and it hits you so hard that it may take you a lifetime to recover. When you watch Expedition to the Animal Kingdom, you realize that they'll be showing the antelope jumping around. Then he'll put his children in his stomach. He will jump here. And then he will be having fun. They'll be having fun sometimes for 4 or 5 hours. And then you will see that they will zoom the camera. And the camera will land on the lion. He has been at one spot for like 5 hours, monitoring the movement of this happy-go-merry antelope for 5 hours. He knows where you will jump from where you are now, because he's been monitoring you. He knows you will go and hold a tree. He knows you will go here. He knows your movement. He has monitored you for you are jumping around, going to work, coming to church, going to work, coming to church, going to the market. He has been monitoring you for years. Beware of a sudden attack. When the lion strikes, he doesn't miss, because he's taking his time. And he has monitored you for hours, sometimes for days. He knows where your next movement is. He will never miss it. So Jesus called his disciples and said, I know there are so many prayers you will pray. I know there are so many shoutings you will do. But I want to summarize any prayer that you can ever pray in this world for you in the Lord's Prayer. Turn to Matthew chapter 6, reading from verse 13. I'm going to teach you how to pray. Put it there. Matthew 6. Okay, go to 8. I want to start the Lord's Prayer. You said you didn't have ESV. You just downloaded it. Oh, you are fast. Put your hands together for my... Let's go to 9. Pray then like this. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Move on. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. He's telling you that I know there will be times that you'll be worshiping me, telling me I love you, Jesus. That is the Our Father who art in heaven. There will be times that you will be hallowing me, telling the world of how good I am. There will be times that you worship me. There will be tears in your eyes. I know all. And he says that you can give us this day. There will be times that you'll be making requests. My house, my car, my this, my that, my that, my that. That is what he means by give us this day our daily bread. You'll be making requests. He has no problem with that. Move on. And forgive us our trespasses. As you, I know that you will sin against me. So you would also come and say, God, forgive me. I accept all those things. Move on. And then he said that, after having made all these intercessions, having praised and worshipped me, having asked for forgiveness, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us. After you have prayed all these prayers, ask God to deliver you from evil, because there is an evil that can befall you. One thing can happen. Bah! You will leave where you are living and go and live in Nima to sell Hausa beer to survive. One thing. Because you were busy flying America, Dubai, Accra, jumping about business class, and you forgot that there is a day of evil that can visit you unawares. You lost track. You lost track of the devices of the enemy, and that evil came to your doorstep. It visited you, and today you are suffering. And deliver us from evil. Deliver us. Kim was say, "Na yi yen fi musiom bakupe o adia bakupe to Mrs. Aish." I wish a prophet saw it and told Kwesi Nyantechi, "Musuo bi ba na da ohoso." Reverend Eastwood is on a platform preaching. He has prayed for other people, prayed for himself, prayed for other things, but he forgot that there is an evil. He should have prayed that, God, deliver me from evil. This thing has taken his joy away. But deliver us from evil. Hallelujah. Ecclesiastes 12:1 says, "Remember also your Creator in the days of your youth, before the evil days come, or the years draw near, when you will say, 'I have,'" which means that there is an evil day. There is a day, there is an evil day. The devil has plotted it. It is lurking somewhere. It will hit you unawares. Brother, pray to God to deliver you and I from that evil. Adia washishe. Baby and pempen swa we do. Adia ba could be pe. The devil will just do pew. It will start crumbling. It will start crumbling. It will start crumbling. Brother, pray to God to deliver you and I from evil. Because there is an evil lurking somewhere. There is an evil lurking somewhere. Even though Jesus is in the boat, the storm can still arise suddenly against you, and your life could be in danger. Sorry, Anopa. Minyunam Yehowa minyunam Minyunam Afibo Emini Yehowa Minunama. Yes, indeed, he is walking with you, but still, deliver us from evil. Jeremiah 17:17 says, "Be not a terror to me. You are my refuge and my hope in the day of evil." What's up, today we pray. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 3. Put it on the screen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 3. people are saying there is peace and security. Then sudden destruction will come upon them, as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. Because you are busily considering how peaceful the place is, how peaceful, how God has blessed me, and how you are enjoying life, and how my husband, everything, my husband. Have you considered an evil can befall you? You will lose that man. You will leave where you are living and go and sell house of beer at Nima, because you need to survive. And deliver us from evil. Am I preaching to the church? And deliver us from evil. Put Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11 on the screen. Again, I saw that under the sun, the race is not to the swift. As I see, so how you way, and yen your name, Ricardo. NOD first. And Kasane tia di anka wo omo ni omo ko school ade wudi omo first no. We say baby omo na hwa anka sa wa brabo. Not the battle to the strong. It is not the one that is macho. Nor bread to the wise, which means that sene unya bibidia eno nkyere sa wo smart wo ye uni nyansa si obi ama. Nor riches to the intelligent. In Ghana here, to be rich, I say it over and over, whatever you do, align yourself to NDC or MPP, you'll be rich. If you like, go on radio. You are a house mistress in your school. Grant an interview and say, the double track system is the best, and what NDC was doing was bogus, and we want to commend the government, they will look for you. In the same way, stand and say, the double track system is bogus, and then they will still look for you and look at where they should send you to. So you can't be honest though. In this country, you have to belong here or belong there to be blessed. That is why riches is not to the intelligent, nor favor to men with knowledge, but time and chance happens to them all. See, waka chemese eyemire eni nkrabia. Etu obia waka chireme se eyemre ni krabia etu obia ewa sasi so etu sikeni etu onyeni. But move on to 12, that will shock you. For man does not know his time, like fish that are taken in an evil net. Which means that tilapia got up, he didn't go and play in any place outside his domain. He didn't do anything wrong. Water is where he was created to stay in. So he was in his domain. He got out. How would he know that today the fisherman's net is in my area? How would he know? That is why he said it earlier, that it is not the one who planned his life well. It is not the one who went to the best school. It is not the one who eats well. It is not the one who did his jogging. It is time and chance, because there is an evil day that can befall you. Brother, watch out! Sometimes, one common, just a mere mistake. Now, Your evil days have started. It will take you years to recover. Sometimes we share how your life was going. You allowed one single man be pet. One man. I love you. Me too. I love you too. I'll marry you. Oh, come here, try then. But yeah, then. Oh, the way I love you. I don't know. I miss you. And today, check your life. May the Lord deliver you from evil. He said, like fish are taken in an evil net, and like birds are caught in a snare, so the children of man are snared at an evil time when it suddenly falls upon them. Allah, say, and deliver us from evil. Me say, who kwa who be? Who jump around the? You are beautiful. Everybody, obon some show di osi akola na wodi. Little Adal. What ha? Now you're popular. Ni a flower ha? Na ni peba? Na your body also? Hooray, hooray! He's watching you. Said little Adal. Akola na wodi. Watch out for that evil day. Because when it befalls you and there is no remedy, brother, you may have to start your whole life again. This morning or yesterday, I was reading a story of a man that is dead. Why? He went to meet another man in a room with his wife, whatever they are doing. So he naturally would attack every man. You go and see that, you want to show that you are done that. Kiki. Obema na bono. Onumo mewu. An evil day. So who no cover be or beca send and come who cry mayana and mayana. Somebody told me a story. Or say omukru makwebi or see obiajin a year into a kofu could be tin so be jan one reform. To se could be so in the chrome of na bejina could be yase. Oh kofi and kumho and mayana nyamen or dema on one or je kofi at day. Sakwa no kra no no now you serious so be kuno oh mo convincing in 3 minutes impo oh we has on am dia no ba for. Hallelujah. Are you in church, brother? We are going to pray today against the evil day, against any evil or sudden attack in this month of September. Something the devil has planned it for the last 9 months, waiting to execute in this month. We also shoot sudden arrows at those traps, and we break them in the name of Jesus. If you are here with me, please be on your feet. I love you. God bless you.
Say a frewa, hey ya bro. Say a frewa, hey ya bro. Say a frewa, hey ya bro.
Israel. What that means is that Because there can be a sudden attack, you should stand on the gates 24/7 and be on the lookout, because it's not every attack that is planned. But as believers, according to the book of 2 Timothy, we are not ignorant of the devices of the devil.
Jesus.
We are not ignorant. We are not ignorant. We are not ignorant. Lift up your two hands to Jesus. And make space for yourself. Make space for yourself. Make space, get space, because we are going to pray. Get space, get space. Hanabadosa. Get space.
Against my finances, against my business.
When I clap my hands,
Holy Ghost, fire.
Come and pray. Snare is trap. So don't sometimes you gradually understand snare until some few months ago.
Therefore, traps are all around you, and sudden terror overwhelms you.
Onamina. Susum infidie. And never bumpire said, say ye pijay and then ye boy and semwa. I don't know why you are praying the blue. This is what we do at Jabez Cry. But I know when I tell you to come, you won't come. So we are praying it here. So this is Sunday Jabez Cry.
Jesus.
Because you see, I cannot be your pastor, and then when you call me, all you tell me is bad news. When my phone rings yesterday, my neighbor called me around 9. Because they don't tell me good news, Osofo. Because you are supposed to hear, Osofo, I broke through. They don't tell you good news. It is because when you have to come and pray, you don't come. We are going to pray. Any sudden attack, any sudden traps, therefore traps are all around you, and sudden terror overwhelms you. Sudden terror, traps, your hands are lifted. Say, oh God,
oh God.
Look for space, look for space, look for space. Wait to me, you mpabwana. Wait to me, asepel. Look for space. Say, oh God,
oh God.
This morning, as I clap my hands, Any traps
that the enemy
has set for me,
unknowingly.
Any traps
that the enemy
has set for me,
on my daily routine,
on my daily routine. When I clap my hands,
and I begin to pray, Fire, 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 fire,
anybody
fire
that has laid ambush and is throwing arrows,
Jesus,
certain arrows against my life,
yes,
against my marriage,
Jesus,
against my business,
fire,
against this church,
fire,
say your bones somewhere,
yes,
Holy Ghost,
fire,
God shake up our bodies.
We should have done this on Monday, but I know you will not come. Your hands are lifted. Shooting from ambush at the blameless, shooting at him suddenly and without fear. But move to 7. But God shoots his arrows at them, and they are wounded suddenly. Ebina, Kenya for the year and your mom precious, but God, one arrow, pew, nanko for nashe. Yeah. Afina maya basa. Anybody who is anybody, any spirit, any principality, any entity that has laid ambush, as you are going, he's looking, as you are coming, he's looking, and he can see you, you cannot see him. Your bomb by yourself, you see your boy and someone on your coupon through the arrows of God.
Yes.
So hit them suddenly.
Jesus.
So hit them suddenly.
Yes.
So hit them suddenly. Come on.
Fire! 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 F
Watching or your regional commander. Now my friend, I'm saying, bro, I did town. No, see you. The family and call dinner or Captain Hooks. You didn't come on. I don't know if Evelyn, I told you this. You take out my echo. I was driving a Land Cruiser. Mechino, police patrol cars, too. They were remotely following us. All armed men. Inti, you could park your Captain Hooks, no? And I'm going to say, almost so I'll be parking bare 100 meters from where we are. And I'm saying, bro, are these your people? I say, I know, pa. I'm the regional commander. I be ye yasa assemble to me, me, my helpless. I say, I know, even when I'm sleeping, I have a team guarding me. I don't want to ever be caught pants down. Because a problem is not a problem until you are caught pants down. School fees is not a problem. But when school fees comes at the time you don't have money, that is why it's a problem. Assembly there, yariye biya bebe we are say yes and the kidney transplant, who were $50,000 and yariye ma ube ko India, ube kwa ba uni ebe didi free. But it is a problem when it catches you when you are helpless. And that is the device of the enemy. He will not allow it to happen. When it happens when you have money, it's an everyday occurrence. I'm going to pay my fees. Oh, I have malaria. Oh, whatever. I'm going to, they said I have kidney stones, so I'm going to remove it. What? It's not an issue. Job chapter 3 verse 25. For the thing that translation ikra mana yet there. Or say, for the thing that I fear most has come upon me. And what I dread. And again it told him say, Emmanuel Misromba Meso. Share. A battle at the time that you are pants down. Bose. Yes, sir. Intiasme sipana 2008 year ni say. The devil planned it at such a time when we dread anything that we fear that the enemy has planned to bring on our way this month of September. Say your vampire ujan tomsisia.
Show the devil.
The devil is not a haphazard planner. Yeah, and I feel better now. Now I keep planning. Hey, Akosua birthday. Any dinner? No. The devil has planned you. Your September, he planned it 10 years ago. I planned it at that. Into the traps are there. Who are planning? Say me fear because he will be a trasaco. Who are planning? Say trasaco. Who will be sharp? A people junction. So, or bet my left in the car near Benz. Benz nefe. Into bet name or my left hand or say open or my card. And I also in the year 1212. What? Just to make sure that you catch a certain disease. No, he will be a diacofa. He will be a diacofa wine. So, being from a cotras or diacofa wine.
it is a trap that has been set. And you treasure to what Jesus did.
Jesus.
And now which naha September way, you are supposed to deliver what God has put inside you. And that is the, because that is the time you are the most vulnerable. We are going to pray that anything that you dread, that the enemy has put ahead of you in the month, we don't see, but we are shooting spiritual arrows with spiritual fire darts, and you charge out to what Jesus. You pray for the last time, your hands are lifted.
Fire.
Hallelujah. broken. I see traps catch fire. I see age old traps, calamities that have been planned. I see them making way for the grace of God to carry us through. Alibandu sandele kabayasa. Olabrandi sandalabaya. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and let the King of glory come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in power. Lift up your heads. Tetiapro Osuja Bauso. And with Jesus' name, I set everybody here loose. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you glory and we give you honor. And all the saints of God here shall say amen and amen.
Amen.
Come on, put your